I'll read the first poem of what got called the Maximus poems.
Did you ask if they can hear you back there?
Yeah.
Can you hear back there?
All right. Which is called I, Maximus of Gloucester, to you. Offshore by islands in the blood, I, Maximus, a metal hot from boiling water. By ear, he said. But that which matters, that which insists, that which will last, where shall you find it, my people? How, where shall you listen when all has become billboards, when all, even silence, is, when even the gulls, my roofs, when even you, when sound itself? Where Portugee Hill, she sang, and over the water at Tars, the water glowed, the light west, black gold, the tide outward at evening. The fixed bells rang, their voices came like boats over the oil slicks, like milkweed hulls. And a man slumped, attentionless, against pink shingles. Sea city. One loves only form. And form only comes into existence when the thing is born. Born of yourself, born of hay and cotton struts, of street pickings, wharves, weeds, you carry in, my bird. Of a bone of a fish, of a straw, or will, of a color, of a bell, of yourself, torn. O bird, O Calyx, O Anthony of Padua, sweep low, bless the roofs, the gentle steep ones, on whose ridge poles the gulls sit, from which they depart, and the flake racks of my city. Love is form, and cannot be without important substance, the weight, say, 50 carats, each one of us perforce, our own goldsmith scale, feather to feather added. And what is mineral, what is curling hair, what string you carry in your nervous beak, these make bulk. These, in the end, are some. O my lady of good voyage, in whose left arm rests no boy, but a carefully painted schooner, a delicate masked, a bowsprit for forwarding. The underpart is, though stemmed, uncertain is, as sex is, as monies are, facts to be dealt with, as the sea is, the demand that they be played by, that they only can be, that they must be played by. Said he coldly, the ear. But love is not easy, and how shall you know, New England, now that pedurocracy is here, now that streetcars, O Oregon, twitter in the afternoon, offend a gold-black loin? How shall you strike, sword fisherman, the blue-red back, when last night your aim was music, 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 and not the cribbage game? O Gloucesterman, weave your birds and fingers new, your rooftops clean shat on, racks sunned on, American, braid with others like you, such extricable surface as fawn and oral satyr Lesbos base. Oh, kill, 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 kill those who advertise you out. In the bowsprit bird beak, in the act is, goes in the form. What holes, what you make, what is, the object strut, strut, what you are, what you must be, what you can right now, ere hereinafter erect. Offshore, as I see it, over the waters from this place, where I am, where I hear, where I can still hear, from where I carry you a feather, as though sharply I picked up in the first of morning, delivered you a jewel, it flashing more than a wing, than any old romantic thing, than memory, than place, than anything other than that which you also carry, than that which is, call it a nest, around the bend of, call it the next second. These are called the songs of Maximus. Five of them. The first, colored pictures of all things to eat, dirty postcards, and words, 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 all over everything. No eyes or ears left to do their own doings. All invaded, appropriated, outraged, all senses, including the mind, that worker on what is, and that other sense, made to give even the most wretched, or any of us wretched, that consolation. Greased, lulled, even the streetcars, song. All wrong. And I am asked, ask myself, I too, covered with the gurry of it, where shall we go from here? What can we do when even the public conveyances sink? How can we go anywhere, even cross town? How get out of anywhere? The bodies all buried in shallow graves. This morning of the small snow, I count the blessings. The leak in the faucet, which makes of the sink time. The drop of water on water is sweet as the Seth Thomas in the old kitchen. My father stood in his drawers to whine. Always he forgot the 30th day, as I don't want to remember the rent. A house these days, so much somebody else's, especially congoleums. Or the plumbing that it doesn't work. This I like, have even used paper clips as well as string to hold the ball up and flush it with my hand. But that the car doesn't, that no moving thing moves, without that song I'd void my ear of, the music racket of all ownership. Holes in my shoes, that's all right, my fly gaping, me out at the elbows, the blessing, the difficulties are once more. In the midst of plenty, walk as close to bare. In the face of sweetness, piss. In the time of goodness, go side, go smashing, beat them, go as near as you can. Tear. In the land of plenty, have nothing to do with it. Take the way of the lowest, including your legs. Go contrary, go. Sing. I know a house made of mud and wattles. I know a dress just sewed. Saw the wind blow its cotton against her body from the ankles. So it was sneaky. And her feet, such bones, I could have had the tears that lovely pedant had, who couldn't unwrap it himself, had to ask them to on the schooner's deck. And he looked, the first human eyes to look again at the start of human motion, just last week, 300 million years ago. She was going fast across the square, the water this time of year, that scarce, and the fish. I have seen faces of want, and have not wanted the FAO. Apple seeds gone back to what any of us, New England. You sing, you who also wants. This is letter 7. Marsden Hartley's eyes as Stein's eyes, or that carpenter's who left Plymouth Plantation and came to Gloucester to build boats, and who owned the land of the cut until Gloucester too got too proper and he left, fended for himself, as Morton had. As there were several, such as the maverick Winthrop found when Boston finally got to be the Massachusetts Bay settlement. This carpenter must have been the first to see the Tansy take root, the fishing stages then at Cressy's, and the boats beaching at Half Moon. It was only later the town moved up to Dogtown, or at least the women were moved, to be safe from the French and piracy, maybe even to be safe from Miles Standish. That carpenter is much on my mind. I think he was the first Maximus. Anyhow, he was the first to make things, not just live off nature. And he displays in the record some of those traits goes with that difference, traits present circumstances keep my eye on. For example, necessity's the practice of the self, that matter, that wood. Commerce with you, any of you who have tried to bend, any of you, not just the old few who wore beards, and culture, or the clean-shaven, the condottieri. If I let any of that time in, it is Verrocchio's cracked wood of Lorenzo with a head like... Buses. If I let any of that time in, it is Verrocchio's cracked wood of Lorenzo with a head like a Minnesota back or any worked schooner. Why did you give him a black hat and a brim, she queried, when he wore tennis shoes and held his pants up with a rope? As Al Gorman held his up, catching fish all those years, and kept a lock on the sugar bowl so his sister left $60,000 from the butts he'd salted down of begged mackerel, pollock, halibut, cod was thrown to him. Or Mason Andrews lived in a hogshead over Concord Avenue, Harvard graduate, who used to scare people, I scared the first time, popping his basket around the bank corner of Duncan Street. Catnip, shoelaces, oranges, gum. His great kind face, the idiot, to Gorman's rodency, the rough wharf rat, I heard his name was, when I first worked for Gordon Pugh. How much the cracks matter, or seams in a ship, the absolutes of swelling, the mother of weather, as even in machine parts, tolerance. Only no latitude, any more than any elite. The exactness caulking or play calls for, those millimeters. Nowhere in man is there room for carelessnesses or those arrogations I gave him the costume of, as he used to wear a turquoise in one ear London to let them know here was an American savage. As hands are put to the eye's commands, there is this rock breaches the earth. The whale's jaw my father stood inside of. I have a photograph, him a smiling Jonah forcing back those teeth. Or more Jehovah. He looks that strong he could have split the rock as it is split, and not as Marsden Hartley painted it, so it's a canvas glove. Such gloves as fish handlers, as Olsen say, or gardeners wear, or Farini ought to, handling trash. A man's hands, as his eyes, can get sores. Hartley had so many courages and such defeats, who used to stay too long at Dogtown, getting that rock in paint. He who was so afraid of night and loons. But what he did with that bald jaw of stone. My father differently usurped it. He took it as he took nature, took himself until all bosses struck him down. Such cloth he turned all things to, made palms of hands of gulls, main monoliths, apostles, a meal of fish, a final supper, made crane, a Marseille matelot. Such transubstantiations as I am not permitted, nor my father, who'd never have turned the whale jaw back to such humanness, neither he nor I, as workers, are infatuated with. As you are not either permitted, Farini, friend I was too kind to in other letters. What Hartley did was according to his lights. Lungs, Farini, lungs. You need no other friends than us. You need not waste evenings, beers, seeking two ready ears. The men of the matter of this city, who was it did carve the lady, are never doctrinaires. I only knew one such other pair of hands as Hartley's. Jake, his name was, mate aboard the Lafon's gillnetters. When I knew him, his nails were all gone, peeled away from the brine they'd been in all the days of his life. Hartley's fingers gave this sense of soaking, the ends as stubbed as Jake's, and each finger so thick and independent of the other, his own hands were like gloves. But not cloth. They stayed such salt rock as Jake's were, or as marshmallow is, if the trope will stand, as Hartley's hands did stand. They were so much, each finger, their own lives' acts. As Jake's did, from baiting hooks for 60 years, as Hartley's, refusing woman's flesh. And the last I read from the first Maximus volume will be letter 10, which closes it. On John White, on Codling and Poor John. On founding, was it Puritanism or was it fish? And how now to found, with the sacred and the profane, both of them wore out. The beaks there and the pectoral, the fins for forwarding, But to do it anew, now that even fishing... It was fishing was first, only after Naum Keag was at the other thing. And Conant would have nothing to do with it. Went over to Beverly, to Bass River, to keep clear. As a later Conant I know has done the opposite, has not kept clear. It is a sign, that first house, Roger Conant's there, stage four. One of Endicott's first acts was to have it dragged to Salem for his own mansion, for the big house. The frame of it was that sound, that handsome, the old carpentry. Not the housemaking I feel closest to, what followed, so close I'd sing today of Ann Bradstreet's, or any of them, Georgetown, Rowley, Ipswich. How private they are in their clapboards, and yet how they thrust, sit there as strong as any building. Conant's was Tudor. Gloucester, your first house was as Elizabeth's, England. And that Endicott, the new, should have used it, inside of which to smile and bless the Covenant, Higginson, and the others. It sat where my own house has been, where I am founded, by racks so poor of fish there was not enough take to pay the adventurers back. 3 years, and their £3,000 gone, and as much more again where I have picked coins up after circuses slid out of men's trousers they so twisted in the bleacher's seats from the tricks Clyde Beatty made lions do, keeping them under his eye and under his whip. Elizabeth dead, and Tudor went to James as quick as Conan's house was snatched to Salem. As you did not go, Gloucester, you tipped. You were our scales, as I have been witness in my time to all slide, national, international, even learning slide, by acts of another Conant than he who left his Tudor house, left fishing, and lost everything to Endicott, lost the colony to the first of the shrinkers. Now all things are true by inverse. Religion shrank Elizabeth's. Money dilates ours. Harvard owns too much. And so its president, after destroying localism, meatballs, they call the city fellows, the public school graduates, Conant destroyed Harvard by asking Oregon to send its brightest. Roger Conant did not destroy, was in fact himself destroyed, as was the city 1626, and is paid off by those he served. State Street, Washington, is made High Commissioner, Endicott of a stooge state. My Conant only removed to beggarly, as the smug of Salem, the victors, called that place, still is for me, when I go down 1A or take the train, the opening out of my country. Read from the second volume, letter 14. On John Hawkins, on the puzzle of the nature of desire, the consequences, in the known world beyond the terra incognita, on how men do use their life. To unite in one luster as stars, it says, or as it might dream. The lard pail of ice cream and explosive, the fuse and electric plug, and the silliness of it finally leaving it there as I did, it sitting there in the middle of the afternoon in the middle of the street after she had backed a station wagon underneath a porch. The sense of vulgarity as separating me. After the passageway of the toilets and the whores, as that movie house, Boston, you buy your ticket, but you don't enter, you find yourself in an alleyway. The whole city, starlight, not even ceiling as they used to have, glowing as of stars, by God, pricked out so that in the bad grotto of the bad scripts you had the firmament over your head, the fundament still your own. To tend to move as though drawn, it also says, or might it read, compare the ripe sunflower? The old charts are not so wrong to which Adam... The old charts are not so wrong which added Adam to the world's directions, which showed any of us the center of a circle our fingers and our toes describe. One taught us how to stand in crowds. There we were, three actors in a loft above Tars Railway in shorts in front of her, doing her bidding, buttocks in and under buttocks, seeking like Euclid the ape's line, the stance fit for crowds, to watch parades, never to tire. It was in our minds what she put there, to get the posture, to pass from the neck of, to get it down, to get the knees bent. Not as he was shown, arms out, legs out, leaping, but another Adam, another man. It does stem. And the joker, that the sense is of a sash weight, after the head is clear, after the burst. A sash weight does hang from between the legs if you are drawn, if you do unite, if you do be Pithecanthropus. Because of the agora, America was from the start the moral struggle. It was two things first. The banks, which the Basques maybe first found, though Pythias, had he sounded the sludge, he took the water and the air and the sky all to be one of, Ultima Thule. Second, it was treasure, one-fifth to the crown of all, and jewels and pearls. Fish stayed, as so little else, stayed of this day production, the laborer. But Negroes, it turned out, were pearls. What could be sold west, what the islands themselves wanted. And John Hawkins? His father was old-fashioned, made friends among the natives, Sierra Leone or Brazil, and had such honor in the new places he could carry an Indian back to London, a present for Henry. And though the fellow die on the voyage, the people believe old William's story, released the hostage to him, and stock his ship with goods. He bought ivory from the Negroes. He used their labor. He paid goods for goods. He did not grab them as his son did, trading on his father's welcome. It was the son was knighted, the father I restore. It was the son for a crest, a demi-moor, proper in chains. This was the man broke open the Spanish main. This for England and for America, for some of those who built white houses. On board San Juan de Luca, 57 Negroes, optimi generis, each valued at £160, or a total of £9,120. Schedule of property lost, state papers, Dominion of Elizabeth, 53. His son, in his turn, the family span America from the finding to the settling of those fishermen, Dorchester Company, Cape Ann. The name of Hawkins, in its French form, Hakin, or in Spanish, Aquines, became a sound of terror in the narrow seas. Sir Richard is already what we have been. Why, it is only in the harmonics of facts, the one we all somehow get ourselves into ducking. He gave his intent as, quote, to make perfect discovery of all those parts where we should arrive, known as well as unknown, their longitudes and latitudes, the lying of their coasts, their headlands, Cape Ann, your headland, their ports and bays, Gloucester, their cities, O America, towns and peoplings, O you Americans, their manner of government, with the commodities which the countries yield, your goods, citizen, your polis, and of which they want and are in necessity. In necessity, fellow sits. What is your necessity? And though his vessel's first name was the Repentance, oh, repent. Elizabeth, mind you, thought the form of her so graceful, I do, she ordered her renamed the Dainty. Oh, rename her. And in the Bay of San Mateo, after 3 days' fight, with 14 shot underwater, 7 to 8 feet in the hold, the pump smashed, many killed, more wounded, the rest mad drunk. He was thereafter 5 years a prisoner in Spain's dungeons. With the gums gone, the teeth are large, and though the nose is then nothing, the eye sockets, and now the shadow of the radiator on the floor is wolf tits, the even row of it fit to raise feral children. You will count them all in. You will stay in the midst of them. You will know no law. You will hear them in the narrow seas.
it possible I could smoke?
Oh, no.
Huh? I would read now 15. In the first Maximus... No, excuse me, in the second one. I didn't read you. There was a reference to Nathaniel Bowditch bringing a ship, which I called the Epi Sawyer, home to spot to its wharf on Christmas morning. And that was the story I was raised with, and I opened this poem with the discovery of the true information. Beg pardon? Oh, I say, this poem starts with a back reference to the second Maximus, where I had given false information, which I knew as a boy until I was... Yeah, knew until I wrote this poem now, here, differently than what I found out. Huh? It goes to show you, it was not the Epi Sawyer, it was the ship Putnam. It wasn't Christmas morning, it was Christmas night after dawn. And the violent northeaster with snow, which we were all raised to believe... did show Bowditch was such a navigator, was a gale sprung up from west, hit them outside the bay, and had blown itself out by the 23rd. On the 25th, it was fog Bowditch had to contend with. The wind was northeast, all right, but there is no mention of snow. At 4 p.m., it cleared a little, and he was able to see Eastern Point. And at 7, he came to anchor in Salem. In other words, it was the beacon at Gloucester, not the light on Baker's Island. There was no light on Eastern Point until 1831, which got him home. The whole tale as we've had it from his son goes by the board. The son seems to have got it 35 years after the event from a sailor who was with the father on that voyage to Sumatra and Ile-de-France cargo shoes. This sailor, apparently, he was 20 years older than the captain, was the one who said the night they all got in, "Our old man goes ahead as if it was noonday." He must have been 85 when he added the rest of the tale. How the owners were very much alarmed at Bowditch's sudden appearance on such a tempestuous night, and how at first they could hardly be persuaded that he had not been wrecked. He said, "You go all around the subject." And I said, "I didn't know it was a subject." He said, "You twist." And I said, "I do." He said other things, and I didn't say anything. Nor do I know that this is a rail on which all or any will ride, as by Pullman, that sense the ads are right about, that you are taken care of, you do not sleep, you are jolted, and if you take a compartment, the whole damn family. I said, "Rhapsodia." John Smith's latest book was titled Advertisements for the Unexperienced Planters of New England, or anywhere, dedicated to the Archbishops of Canterbury and New York, primates, it says, of England. 1630. The epigraph is a poem by I said Smith, refused as navigator by the pilgrims, Standish chosen instead, called the Sea Mark. It reads, "Smith died that year, 1630. Aloof, aloof, and come not near, the dangers do appear, which if my ruin had not been, you had not seen. I only lie upon this shelf to be a mark to all, which on the same might fall, that none may perish but myself. If in or outward you be bound, do not forget to sound. Neglect of that was cause of this, to steer amiss. The seas were calm, the wind was fair, that made me so secure that I must endure all weathers, be they foul or fair. The winter's cold, the summer's heat, alternatively beat upon my bruised sides that rue, because too true that no relief can ever come. But why should I be despair, being promised so fair that there shall be a day of doom?" And for the watershed, the economics and poetics thereafter, three men coincide. You will find Villon in Fra Diavolo, Albert Hubbardsville, New York. And the prose is Raymond's Boston, or Brer Fox Rapallo, Quattrocento by the Beach, number 429. The American Epos, 1902, or when did Barton, to celebrate how it can be, it is, padded or uncomforted, you're lost, you found your
sneakers. Oh, statue. Oh, republic. Oh, television. The best is soap. The true troubadours are CBS. Mellow Pier is for coaxed by coaxed out of pause. Oh, poets, you should get a job. Now finish the Maximus before we go on to something else by reading you a poem called The Twist. Here's a sweet one. Trolley cars are my inland waters. Tatnick Square and the walk from the end of the line to Paxton for Mayflowers. Or by the old road to Holden after English walnuts. And my wife has a new baby in a house at the end of such a line. In the morning after is ready to come home, the baby too, exceptionally well in advance. Or he and I distinguish between chanting and letting the song lie in the thing itself. I plant flowers, zinnia, for him in the wet soil indoors in his house. As I had it in my first poem, the Anasquam fills itself at its tides as she did the French dress cut on the bias, my neap, my springtide, my waters. Between Newton and Tatnick Square, the tracks go uphill, the cars sway as they go around the bend before they go down to the outer land, where it is Sunday, I am small, people go off what strikes me as questionable directions. They are large, going away from my father and me as cows on that landscape, he and I seeming the only ones who know what we are doing, where we are going. Now I find out it is the seven goes from Worcester to Gloucester to Bristow, Smith called it. What sticks in me as the promised land, those couples did go to at right angles from us. What does show between Gloucester and Boston, the landscape I go up Dilly, elevated tenement down. It rained the day we arrived, and I have rode the harbor since out the window of Johnny's candy kitchen through that glass and rain through which I looked the first time I saw the sea. She was staying after she left me in an apartment house was like cake. When I found her, the people in it like Macumba, who lived under me on Charles Street. Next door, a man in a bowler hat scudded away. The same man had fired a bullet into her ho-ho. Or it was Schwartz, the bookie, whose mother-in-law I'd gladly have gone to bed with. Her room, the house, was a dobestorte, the door high up on the wall, number 48, small, like an oven door. The harbor, the same, the night of the St. Valentine's storm. The air, sea, ground, the same. Tossed, ice, wind, snow, Pythias won. Cakes falling as quiet as I was, out of the sky as quiet as the blizzard was. When I woke in the toy house I had headed for, the lookout my window sent me, the whiteness in the morning sun, the figures shoveling. I went home as fast as I could. The whole cut was a paper village my Aunt Vendler had given me, who gave me each Christmas such toys. As dreams are when the day encompasses, they tear down the Third Avenue L. Mine stays, as Boston does, inches up. I run my trains on a monorail. I am seized not so many nights ago by the sight of the river exactly there at the bridge where it goes out and in. I recognize the country, not discoverer, the marsh behind, the ditch that Blinman made, the dog rocks. The tide roars over. Some curves off when it's the river's turn, shoots calyx and corolla by the dog. August, the flowers break off. But the anther, the filament of now, the mass drives on. The whole of it coming to this pinpoint to turn, in this day's sun, in this veracity. There, the waters, the several of them, the roads. Here, a blackberry blossom. Now I read you some other things. But in order to make the passage, I read you a Maximus poem which has never seen the light. It's called Second Century Song. Believe him that he is round, two eyes a rolling bush, that he stands up inside a O, flat as his mouth is,
that each multi-face looks in. And from a poem on the Civil War called Anecdotes of the Late War, I would like to read you one passage, the third passage, which is, "Whoop went the bird in the tree the day the fellow fell down in the thicket. Whoop was the bird's lay as the fellow lay. And I picked up a minnie ball the way it can be again of an afternoon, or with the French girl brandy station was thick grass and the gray house in back of it. Yes, ma'am, the movement of horses as, I repeat, the bird." And another new poem called from a series which I hope will once be called The Loves of a Gnat. That's not G-N-A-T, it's A-N-A-T. And this is the first one. "A gnat in Akbat," said a gnat, "loan me your," said Akbat, "you sneaky female," at which a gnat was wrought and went to the Lord God. "That Akbat won't let me borrow his. He called me a virgin. L, will you give him hell?" And now to close, because I think that's about it, I'd like to read you four or five from another series called the Orion Poems. Tell me something. Tell me how you got that way. How'd you lose your eye? What stuck you in the pants? Why did they ask you to take on so much? Tell me something. Tell me what made you do it. Why did you buy so much shit? How come you got so far off the rail? Tell me, where are you nowadays? What makes you look so warm in the eye? Who told you your flesh is as rosy as your baby's, as rosy as your mother's, as who got you up in the morning, in the morning? Tell me, how'd you get up? How did you stand up after all that lying down? Who took the look off your mouth? How come you shine, no shine at all, all white and looking all over? Hey, Bruiser, tell me something. The story starts, it's cinema, ma, or chuck, chuck, I'll play with your rosy. Kate's the girl for a sailor, a bosun, a gunner, American. Heave me a sigh, he said. I lost her. By saying too much, by opening my mouth. And who comes along but a sly guy, a guy who doesn't do anything but sigh. And of course, she was his, of course. We couldn't love you if we didn't love you with our mouths shut. Your mother's, like they say in a Chinese novel, to be as straight about it as a sign can, as a sign in a can. We begin that way. Virgin. Okay. And let her rest. Let her, if you can give it to her, if you can give it to her soul, if you can find out what you owe her, what peace a woman is, how you are all there or you ain't, you haven't slaked her thirst. You haven't. What a man has to do, he has to meet his mother in hell. He was all lit up like a pinball machine, a son of the working classes. He came down on her in the middle of the road. He belted her. He pinned his shoulders to her, and he scowled right through his back. And the last one, he loved a girl, and her name was Woods. He wooed her in the Maytime, he wooed her in the fall, he wooed her after all the others, he wooed her in his shoes, he wooed her in the creases between his dirty toes. He wooed her even though she threw the book at him, he ran as fast as he could run to keep his first look at her bum. She knew her business like the smartest one, a female as the poems say, she got him and she slew him, he was that far gone, he couldn't leave off, he was so much his poison, so much his dish, she'd turn on a dime to give her his wish, her wish. But the thing they didn't know, who didn't know him, was he knew how she looked when she looked at him. And now you can see, if you can see it all, there's a moral here. It happened in Crete. But if you're discreet, I can tell you more. There's no difference down the street. Was it? Oh, fine. Good.
Mr. Olson, would you mind if I got a couple of close-up pictures of you? If you just sat in your chair.
Sure.
It'd be fine.
Right here?
Yes, if you would.
I'm right. Certainly in a strong light, huh?
It is strong.
Yeah, it certainly is.
And I'll just...
It's very funny because the light is on me and not on the paper.
And it's on the
paper. Huh?
That's the dramatic technique.
Yeah. Yeah, overhead, like that theater in Boston. You know that? You know Boston?
Yeah.
You know the theater I mean? That the old Keats that you went in on. You came out on Washington Street and you went in on Tremont. Is it Tremont or Boston? No.
If you just read, it's just as though you're reading. You don't have to.
Oh, you mean making it?
Yeah.
All right, swell.
With any gestures that you use, looking up and.
Okay, it's all right.
Just,
keep it going, huh?
Okay.
All right. But that theater, I don't know whether it's still there or not, do you? Have you been in Boston lately?
No, I don't think it is still there.
No, I don't think. It seems to me. But it used to have this kind of a thing, only it was those phony stars with lights. Lovely. You felt as though the whole thing was just pricked out like a colander. Huh?
Just looking past me, if you will.
Fine. Okay, swell.
Okay.
Grand.
Just be talking, if you will.
I will. Ruth, tell me something.
Thank you very much.
All
right,
swell.
Mr. Olson, I met you in that
cell
in 1946.
Ah, gosh, that's
called
that disaster.
Yeah, disaster.
But I was stage fright.
Oh, I didn't know it.
In the big thing?
Yeah, no,
oh, God, I couldn't find the word. Did I make a sentence in 40 minutes?
You
as I remember.
Oh,
too nice.
And then we went up.
You know what they report? I was objectionable.
No,
how after those runners of this poetry center?
I
couldn't get an engagement on this trip because of what they said about it.
Wonderful.
Aren't you grand?
And then we went on that salmon
expedition.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah, wasn't it?
That's delicious. Yeah. That's fine. Listen to this in terms of what that Seattle.
11 years ago, I saw him at the Seattle conference.
You know where I was supposed to be objectionable?
Dr.
Listen.
Savage is through. And I thought he was so terrific. Well, we owned it. I didn't hear any objectionable
nice.
Thing. I worked with George.
You see, the people, sir.
Right
to hell with the executives.
We thought you were wonderful.
Oh, God.
Well, you